Chag Sameach. It's actually the real Chag. The real Chag tonight. A year. That's right. Yalav Yom for sure. So I actually didn't have any real understanding or way to connect Inyan HaDiyoma to the Amud until this morning when it popped into my head, and I think hopefully we'll be able to put everything together in a nice way. B'chavod Inyan HaDiyoma. So the Gemara in today's Amud talks about the halachos if one forgets to insert a certain thing into the tefillah. The Gemara actually says that if you forget Mashav HaRuach, Mordei Geshem, you have to go back and daven again. If you get B'Sein Tala Matar, if you remember after Shema Kolenu, and you don't have the opportunity to say it in Shema Kolenu, you have to go back and repeat Shemon Esrei again. But Havdalah, the Gemara says, you don't have to go back and repeat, because the Gemara makes a point of saying, because you can be Yotze Alakos, because you can be Yotze Havdalah on the cup of wine that you're going to make Havdalah afterwards. So the question that basically comes to mind is, why? Why are some insertions ma'akev and you have to repeat, and why are other insertions not ma'akev? And I think that the next Gemara to follow that, that talks about Yalav Biyavo, if we look into that topic a little bit deeper, we might be able to understand and have a little bit better insight as to why some insertions are ma'akev, why some insertions are not. So the next Gemara talks about Halacha, what to do if you forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. Mar says that if you remember Yalav Yavo before you finish davening, you can go back to it today. But if you remember after you finish davening, then you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Or if it's too late, you would have to say two Shmon Esreis in the next tefillah. So, for example, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo in Maariv, of Rosh, even Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, so you would say two Shmon Esreis in Maariv that night. And because, so the next extension to that question becomes, what happened, and Tosfos asked the Shaila on Daf Chafav and Beis, what happens if you forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh Mincha, on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Mincha, or the first day if it's only one day? Should one say two Maariv that night, even though it's no longer Rosh Chodesh? And Tosfos brings two opinions. One opinion Tosfos quotes is Rabbeinu Yehuda, and in source number, there are no numbers here, great, but it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pasuk Rabbeinu Yehuda, Im tav lo hizkar Rosh Chodesh b'mincha, lo yisfal lo b'layla. If you forgot to say Yalav Yavo at night in Mincha, and you only remembered once that it was time to daven Maariv, you shouldn't say two Shmona Esreis in Maariv. Dilama yisfalo od harik far yisfalo kol tefilas haMincha mevaod yom levad Rosh Chodesh. He already davened Mincha when it was still the daytime. He just forgot to say Yalav Yavo. Im kein ein marviach klum im yachzor yisfalo motzei Rosh Chodesh. Why? He's not going to gain anything. Why? The only thing you're going to do is say another Shmon Esrei, say another 19 brachos. You already did that. You already said Mincha, and you said the 19 brachos. So what are you going to gain by repeating Shmon Esrei and Maariv because you forgot Yalav Yavo? There's not going to be any actual gain from doing so. And so that's the first opinion in Tosfos, basically says you shouldn't repeat Maariv twice because of the fact that you're not really going to gain much. However, Tosfos, and we'll read it actually in the Piskei HaRosh, who says it a little bit more clearly in the next source, brings in the bold at the bottom of the source, the Chachmei Provinza Hayo Omrim Kevan Shelo Yotzei Yidei Chavoso Bidu Atfila Tavale Ki Ilu Lo Hispala. Because you didn't say Yalav Yavo in Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, it's as if you forgot to daven Mincha. It's as if you didn't daven mincha. Bitzarach lispalas shtayim la'erev. And therefore, you need to make up that davening that you missed, that mincha that you missed, and you have to do tashlum, and you have to take two shmon esrays in ma'ariv. Af al pi, even though she'en matkes or rosh kodesh, even though you're not going to mention yala v'yavo, osher shabbos, v'adara mukhra l'kach, hayom rabbeinu yonah. So that's the second opinion in Tosfos, is that even though you're not going to repeat Yalav Yavol, even though Rosh Chodesh is over, you should say two Shmon Esrays in Mariv, because by omitting Yalav Yavol in Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, it's as if you didn't daven Mincha. So you see there's a fundamental difference between these two deos in Tosfos as to how we view Yalav Yavol in Shmon Esrei on Rosh Chodesh. Is Yalav Yavol just merely an addition that the day requires us to place into Shmona Esrei? And if so, when you forget Yalav Yavol, you daven Shmona Esrei. You daven Mincha. But you just didn't insert that addition. And you should try to make it up. But if you can't make it up and Rosh Chodesh is over, there's no point in davening Shmona Esrei again. Or, according to the second day, which is a much bigger Kiddush, in my opinion, the fact that you didn't say Yalav Yavol in Mincha on Rosh Chodesh is that if you didn't daven Shmona Esrei at all. And we all know that if you didn't daven Mincha on a regular day, you have to do Tashlum and you have to take a second Mariv, Shmona Esrei, afterwards, regardless of whether you're going to say Yalav Yavol. This fundamental understanding of how we view Yalav Yavol may in fact explain in the different editions that we actually insert into Shmona Esrei. When it comes to Mashiv Aruach, when it comes to Vesein Tal HaMatar, these are actually part of Shmona Esrei. These are actually part of the brachos that you're making during that period of time of the year that you're supposed to say it. And if you didn't say it, it's as if you didn't say B'lam Malshinim, or it's as if you didn't say Al HaSadigim. You didn't say a whole bracha in Shmona Esrei. So your Shmona Esrei is no longer complete. Your Shmona Esrei is not acceptable. You have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei and repeat it. But when it comes to Havdalah, the Gemara says that you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei because you can be Yotzei Havdalah al kos. And that could be taken in two different ways. One way is to say that because you have another way to add Havdalah, to make Havdalah, don't bother saying Shmona Esrei over again. Even though it's really part of Shmona Esrei, you have another out. You have another way to do it. But if you look at the Rambam in... Hold on, I got to go back, because these are out of order. If it's at 3 in the morning yesterday. Third source, first page of the sources. Tal v'lo hizker Havdalah b'chon en adas, mashlim tfiloso ve'eno tzarach l'achzer. If you didn't remember to say Havdalah in Chon en Adas, finish your davening, finish your Shmona Esrei, and you don't have to go back. Notice the Rambam leaves out Kevan, so you could be Yachol Lotes Alakot. He doesn't put that in at all. V'chein, and then he says something very, very interesting and very informative. V'chein, Mishalo Hizkir Ala Nisim B'chanaka Uvepurim V'amneinu B'tfilas Tanis Eino Chozer Mitzvalo. And in the same fashion, in the same way, if you forget Al Anisim, or if you forget Anenu on a fast day, you don't have to go back and say Shmona Esrei again. What is the Rambam saying here? The Rambam is saying that when the Gemara said that the reason why you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei is because you can say Havdalah al HaKos, it's lav dafka. It's not because you're going to be saying Havdalah on the coast. It's a raya. It's a proof that Havdalah is not part and parcel of Shmona Esrei. Havdalah is just merely an addition, because you could say it on all coasts. So it's not the only way that you can say Havdalah. Right. It's a raya to the fact that Havdalah is not one of the brachos of Shmona Esrei. It's just an addition. And the Rambam goes out of his way to compare it to Al Anisim and Anenu, because those two are just additions to Shmona Esrei, but they're not ma'akev. They're not part of Shmona Esrei. So if you omit them, it's not as if you didn't daven Shmona Esrei at all. So this actually has nafkamina la'alacha, because if you look at the next source, on the second page, bold lettering, top of the second page, because of the Bahag says, Zelashono, Vechaven, the Gemara, he's now going on this idea that you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei, the Gemara said, because you could be Yose Alakos. So the Bahag says, but from the way that the Gemara fashioned that stock, it must be Vechaven Shadavar Tolu Bakos, since it's dependent on making Abdullah Alakos, Hecha de Ein Lo Kos. Let's say you don't have a cup. You don't have a cup of wine. You're not able to find one. You're in the middle of nowhere. You can't find a cup of wine. You have to repeat Shmona Esrei. So what's the Bahag's understanding? The Bahag's understanding of the Gemara is maybe it really is part of Shmona Esrei. But you have an out that you can actually do it a la coast. To the point that if you don't have a coast and you're never going to get a coast, you need to say Shmona Esrei again. Whereas the Rambam is disagreeing with that. The Rambam is saying, no. The Rambam, the Gemara just said, Kevin Shiocho Lotte Salakos is a raya, it's a proof that you can do Abdullah in multiple different ways. And it's not part and parcel of Shmon Esrei, it's not an actual integral part of Shmon Esrei, and that's why you don't have to repeat. It would seem to be reasonable to say that according to the Rambam, if you didn't have a coast, you still wouldn't repeat Shmon Esrei because it's not part and parcel of Shmon Esrei. It's not an actual integral part, and it's not as if you didn't say Shmon Esrei at all. We'll get there. So, by the way, there's a lot to talk about, and I'm sure that I'm not going to get through it all, but we'll try to do the best we can. Worst comes to worst, I give this sabura again on the Shabbos morning. So, what's the halacha on Maariv of Rosh Chodesh, right? We all know this famous idea that even though you need to normally repeat Shmon Esrei, if you forget Yalav Yavo in Shachos and Mincha, when it comes to Maariv, we don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Why? Because the Gemara says, because Beis Din wasn't Mekadesh the Chodesh at night. And because the whole Kedushas Hayom is what obligates you to say Yalav Yavo, and the Kedushas Hayom would never occur at night to begin with, because Beis Din wouldn't accept testimony at night. So therefore, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei if you forgot Yalav Yavo at night. So Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, we're talking about Rosh Chodesh. So number of questions come up from that idea. Number one, why would that matter now? The bottom line is that right now we're not Mekadesh Chodesh based on the Levana. We're not Mekadesh Chodesh based on Beis Din. We know when Rosh Chodesh is for the next millennia. We know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, and it's never a Shiloh. So why would that din affect whether Yalav Yavo is part and parcel of the day? And the Chayei Adam, which I also have in the sources somewhere, the third page, has a very interesting chiddush. It says, because of this din, that Beis Din was not Mekadesh the Chodesh at night, I'll just say it outside, you can read it inside yourself, it would possibly be that he paskins that if you forgot HaMelech HaKadosh, which you inserted Rosh Hashanah, on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Whereas normally, when you forget HaMelech HaKadosh, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. But on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you may not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is a Rosh Chodesh. And Beis Din is a Mekadesh HaKodesh at night. So it could very well be that there's no Kedusha Tayom on Rosh Hashanah in the first night if you're posed with the question of whether you have to repeat Shmon Esrei because you forgot something that you were saying that was Noveah that came out of the Kedushas HaYom. And therefore, it wouldn't be Ma'ake for the first night of Rosh Hashanah to repeat Shmon Esrei if you forgot HaMelech HaKadosh. That's a huge, huge chiddush because everybody takes it for granted that if you forget HaMelech HaKadosh, that's the essence of Rosh Hashanah, that you would have to repeat Shmon Esrei. But that's the psak of the Chayei Adam. So the Rav actually took issue with this Chayei Adam and explained through his argument with the Chayei Adam a whole different understanding of what this Gemara means, that Beis Din is in Mekadesh HaKodesh at night. it's not that there's a technical problem that basically wouldn't accept testimony at night, and therefore you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But what the Gemara is showing to, is showing or demonstrating to us is that when it comes to other Yamim Tovim, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Shabbat or Yom Tov, the tefillah is ma'akev even at night because there's a Yushat Hayom, there's still a mitzvah of Yom Tov at night as well. There's Sudas Yom Tov, there's Oneg Shabbos, there's things that apply that are part and parcel of the Yom Tov, whether it's nighttime or whether it's daytime. But when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh has no real mitzvah, there's no real kedusha, that's noveya, that actually exists at night. What is the kedusha tayom of Rosh Chodesh? And you said it just now at this year. The kedusha tayom of Rosh Chodesh is the korban musaf. It's a tefillas musaf. That's what adds kedusha to the day of Rosh Chodesh. And that's why the ikar chiyuv to say al v'yavol really applies only during the daytime when you have an obligation to bring a korban musaf, and not at night, symbolized by this understanding that Beis Din is only mekadesh tachodesh during the daytime because kedusha tachodesh only exists during the daytime. And who replaces Beis Din nowadays? Which was the Rav's biggest chiddush? We, as Am Yisrael, saying Alav Yavo, are replacing Beis Din and are imbuing the daytime with kedusha. So we're not going to imbue the nighttime of Rosh Chodesh with kedusha because there's no source, there's no evidence that there is kedusha of Rosh Chodesh at night, and that's why Beis Din didn't do it, and that's why we don't do it, and that's why you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei from ours. But during the daytime we do because there's a korban musaf, and we have that obligation to imbue it with kedusha just like Beis Din did. And that perhaps is the connection between what we're talking about in the Amud Shvui and Yom HaAtzmaut, because the Rav explains that if it were, or the Rambam actually posits that if it were to be that the majority of Am Yisrael was not in Eretz Yisrael, which Baruch Hashem we don't have to worry about because of today, because of Tayyar, because of Yom HaAtzmaut, then there could be a problem of taking the place of Beis Din and imbuing the kedusha that we're supposed to be doing with the Alav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. But now that we know that Rov Am Yisrael, or a significant portion of Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, and hopefully will be there to stay forever and ever, we're able to take the place of Beis Din and actually be Mekadesh the Chodesh by saying Alav Yavo and repeating Alav Yavo if we forget to say it. One final point, and there's a lot more, but one final point. What do you do if Erev Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos isn't Rosh Chodesh? So Friday, you dive in Mincha and you forget Yalav V'Yavo, and now you remember as soon as you're finished saying Kabbalah Shabbos that you forgot to say Yalav V'Yavo in Mincha, but it's no longer Rosh Chodesh anymore. What is halacha in that situation? So we said before that it depends on the two days of the Tosfos. According to the first day of Tosfos, there's no point in saying Alav Yavo, no point in saying Shemoneh Esrei again, because you're not going to say Alav Yavo, so what's the point? The second day of Tosfos is as if you didn't daven Mincha. So what's halacha? Halacha might be on a regular Maariv after Rosh Chodesh. We say, just daven a second Shemoneh Esrei and make a tnai, make a condition. Say, if I wasn't high up to say another Shemoneh Esrei like the first day of Tosfos, so it'll be a Tfilas Nedava. But if I forgot, if it's as if I didn't daven Mincha, so then it actually counts just like the second day in Tosfos. But on Shabbos, we have a problem. What's the problem on Shabbos? You're not supposed to be davening a Tfilas Nedava on Shabbos. Most posts can say that you shouldn't be davening a Tfilas Nedava on Shabbos. So what do you do in this situation? And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank actually says that in this situation, you're really stuck. And you shouldn't daven the second Shemoneh Esrei, as opposed to any other Maariv where we actually hedge and we say that you can do it all tonight. On Shabbos itself, you should avoid it. Well, that's the Gemara. That, the Gemara said it doesn't matter. But that's a completely different time. But the Gemara specifically says, you forgot Shabbos Mincha, you can daven Yitzchak tomorrow.
Go ahead.